Now, if you walk in love, you can't take account of anything done wrong to you. So love is a healer. I'm telling you, you ought to go over the love scriptures every day. That will open the door for you to have healing and health in all your flesh.
I know my God has made the way for me.
Today, Gloria Copeland shares how walking in love is the best path to health. Learn how love leads to forgiveness and then healing. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
You should be enjoying life. Jesus came. He came that we might have and enjoy life. Well, you're not going to enjoy life until you begin to walk in love. If you're always walking in selfishness, you're never going to be happy. Somebody's going to be upsetting you. But if you walk in love, like the Bible says, and you take no account of the evil done to you, pay no attention to a suffered wrong, you can't disturb a guy like that. Somebody does you wrong, you say, well, I forgive. What happens to you? You go free. What happens to them? Well, that's not your problem. They didn't get to mess up your life. And a lot of things like that open the door to sickness and disease. But the peace of God coming into your life, peace that you know from fellowship with the Lord and from the Word of God, and just obeying Scripture by Scripture, it will shut the door to the devil in your life. And if you want to take the best path to your health, to your divine health, it is to walk in love. Don't let people get to you. Forgive everybody of everything. Don't hold anything against anybody. Today, if you've got bitterness in your heart, I mean, when we pray, you ask forgiveness and you get rid of that bitterness. See, when you have bitterness in your heart, it's not those people's fault. You made that decision. You know it's against the Word of God to hold unforgiveness, and you're doing it anyway. It opens the door of the devil. It opens the way. It brings dis-ease into your mind, dis-ease into your body. So when we pray today, I want you to just, if anything that you're being convicted of or you've thought about that you need to change, just say, Lord, I release that person. I forgive that person. I'm not holding that against them anymore. You say, well, you don't know what they did to me. Well, I know what they're doing to you now. They're interfering in your life. But if you'll forgive them, they are helpless to do you any harm. Forgiveness is a powerful thing. You know, think about it. We know that God forgives. He can forgive you of anything. But then to think that we can forgive anybody of anything, that's powerful. We should do that. At every opportunity, we should forgive. Amen? Glory to God. So anything that stands in your way this morning, you know, that you know is not right, when we pray, you just lift it up to the Lord and you repent of it and you turn from it and make a change. If you want to change, you have to make a change. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Attitude is everything. Proverbs 14:29. Is that what I just read? Yeah. The scripture in... I was trying to think of what scripture I wanted to share with you about. Walking in love. What was it? This is a quotation that, this is something I heard Creflo preach, and I took it up because when I hear something good, I just do it myself. But Creflo says every day, something to this effect, that he thanks the Lord for a stress-free day, a day of ease, and a day of compassion. I heard him say that in one of the meetings, and I thought, that's good. I'm going to do that. A carefree day. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you're praying over your day. You ought to get up early enough to pray every morning. Pray over your day. Stand on the scriptures. And say to the Lord, I thank you, Lord, for a carefree day, a day of ease, and a day of compassion. Ever since I've been doing that, I think about that so often. When you get harassed, when things happen, you know, it feels like everybody's dumping on you. Thank you, Lord, for a carefree day, a day of ease, and a day of compassion. Glory to God. A relaxed attitude, remember, lengthens your life. And when you just find yourself in, you're disturbed, what gives healing and wholeness in your body is peace. It's the peace of God that God gives us. That is good for our bodies. That's good. It just can throw things off. It can, your immune system stays strong. Your spiritual immune system stays strong when you live in peace and you walk in love. Now, if you walk in love, you can't take account of anything done wrong to you. So love is a healer. I'm telling you, you ought to go over the love scriptures every day. That will open the door for you to have healing and health in all your flesh. Because it's peace. Love is peace. You don't have to be disturbed when somebody does you wrong. You can forgive them. Love takes no account of a suffered wrong, pays no attention. Glory to God. You can be free. You don't have to be concerned. You don't have to get upset. You don't have to let your system get upset. Hallelujah. You can live in peace. Love forgives everybody of everything. Somebody does you wrong and you just say, I pray for them, Lord, and I forgive them. Help them. Bless them, Lord. Help them. And you just go free. Love's a wonderful thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's healing. Love is healing. And it's our commandment. It's not just an option with us. It's our commandment. We are told to walk in love. Hallelujah. Amen. If you've got things against anybody, if you're somebody's problem, well, quit being their problem and pray for them. Let's just read that about love one more time before we pray. We've read it this week. But I'm telling you, this is what you need to read every day, live by. I like it in the Amplified Bible because it doesn't give you any room for escape. Love, the scripture says, love covers. This says love, and this would be a picture of somebody. This would be a picture of the way to live in divine health. Love endures long and is patient and kind. Love does not get disturbed. It doesn't get agitated. It doesn't have to get mad. Love never is envious nor boils over with jealousy. You know, jealousy, what does this say? Jealousy is as rottenness in the bones or something like that in the scripture. Jealousy is an evil thing. If you're jealous of somebody's got something you don't have, you need to repent and you need to just say, God, I'm glad they got that. You know, I heard one pastor say that he and his children and his wife were in Disneyland or somewhere like that. And they went to a restaurant to eat. And they just would wait, the line, there was a long line to eat. But they could see people coming by with their trays with food on it. And he said, I just thought, well, thank God the line's moving. And he said, when you see somebody's new car at church, you go to church and Brother Doodad's got a new car, and you think, I have been believing for 2 months, 3 months, 2 years, whatever it is, for a new car. And Brother Doodad, he hasn't even been coming to church but every once in a while. And here he comes up in a new car, and I don't have my new car yet. You ought not be sad because Brother Doodad got his new car. You ought to be saying, thank God the line is moving. The line is moving. Hallelujah. The line is moving. Brother Doodad got his new car. I have my new car. Hallelujah. No jealousy. Love is never envious nor boils over with jealousy. It's not boastful or vainglorious. It does not display itself haughtily. It's not prideful. It's not conceited, arrogant, inflated with pride. Love is not rude, does not become act unbecomingly. So love, you don't have to be rude. You're love. Love is in you. When you're rude, you're the one that gets most upset. Love doesn't exist on its own rights, its own ways, for it's not self-seeking. Oh, this would save you so many diseases. It's not touchy or fretful or resentful. That touchiness, being resentful, that's just saying, come on in, sickness. Here I am. I'm just ready for you. No, don't yield to those things. That's not who you are. If you're born again in Christ Jesus, you are love. Don't let those things in to take your peace, to give sickness a place to live. It takes no account of the evil done to it. Love forgives. Takes no account of the evil done to it. Pays no attention to a suffered wrong. It does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. Love, God's love, bears up in us, bears up under anything and everything that comes. It's ever ready to believe the best of every person. Its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. Love never fails. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Love, you're walking in love, brings healing and health into you. There's not, you know, you can just be a conduit for the power of God when you walk in love. And the life of God's strong in you. You know, we ought not just be living normal lives. We should live by the life of God that's on the inside of us. The strength, the power. Man, we ought to feel good physically, feel good mentally. Be on top, hallelujah. And we can be if we'll obey God. We don't have jealousy, we don't have strife. But we let the love of God flow out of us. So anything like that that's been holding you back, you just put it away and do away with it. Because a stress-free life gives us long life. Hallelujah. God is good. You know, God's everything He tells you to do. Walking in love will help you live long and strong. It'll deliver you from so many things you don't have to put up with. You can go free anytime anybody says anything, does anything to you, whatever. You can just forgive and you just say, I'm not going there. I'm walking in love. Husband speaks ugly to you and you want to just bop him, just say, I'm not going there. I'm walking in love. I'm keeping my blessing moving. What stops a blessing? Disobedience. And you can't be obedient and walk in unloveliness. You think, my wife, she's driving me up the wall. I just don't know. I'm telling you, I don't know what I'm going to do. She's spending so much money. Well, you got to walk in love, whatever you do. You can be lovely and say, honey, but you can't be ugly. You know, if we can't learn how to live with one another, what can we do? We've got to walk in love. And we can be free, and we can go free. And somebody says something to you ugly, just hallelujah. I don't believe that about myself. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I walk in love. I'm healed. I'm delivered. I have a sound mind. The devil doesn't know what to do with people like that. If he can't get you going his way in some direction, he's not going to get a foothold in your life. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So we walk in love. We live under the shadow of the Almighty. We believe God. So let's pray. Are you ready? You plug in with your faith. Now, wherever you are watching by internet today or later on television, wherever you are, the Spirit of God is present to heal. He is there with you just like you were here in this building. He's here. He's with you. So when you pray, you pray with your whole heart. You get into it. You release your faith in Jesus' name. And you get up. And you begin to do what you couldn't do before. and act on the Word of God. The Spirit of God is everywhere. He's right where you are. You know, just think about it. People will get healed all over the world right now when we pray this prayer. My. I've never appreciated the internet so much as I do at this moment. That we can all pray at the same time. Different nations. Different time zones. And the healing power of God is present to heal. In Jesus' name. Is Ken here? Ken, I want you to pray the prayer today. I want you to come pray for us today. Glory to God. We're going to release our faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
I think you're on.
Amen. Yeah.
Would good. You like to pray a prayer for everybody all over these different countries,
hallelujah,
and they be healed at one time? Isn't that awesome?
Well, the
all of our faith united.
Scripture says all things were made for and by Him.
That's right.
That's the only reason we got an internet.
That's right.
It's just because He wanted to heal everybody all over the world at one time. Praise
glory
the Lord.
To God,
that's
that,
everything He's done is like that.
It's amazing.
It's not so the devil could,
the
could
printing press
sell all that pornography and stuff. That isn't what
that's
it's
right
for. This for this.
It's
praise
so
the Lord.
I am so excited.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Father. We pray.
Let's enter into His presence with thanksgiving and praise.
Yes,
He
Lord
is here. He is
thank
right
you,
here
Lord,
right now.
Worship.
He is right there right Lord now. And we enter into His presence. We enter into this place of healing, this
yes
sanctuary of
yes
healing and deliverance
yes
and glory and power.
Thank
we
you
enter into His love. We enter into His Word. Praise
Jesus
God. And
glory
the Word has already been released in here today.
Yes.
His Word is active right now. His Word is becoming new flesh. His Word is becoming new nerves. His Word
stand
is becoming.
His
Word is becoming. His Word
yes
is
yes
becoming.
Yes, yes, yes.
His Word is being made.
Thank
His
you,
Word is performing. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Father, we thank
for
you and we praise you and we worship
yes
you. And right now we receive
we
everything
receive
that the Holy Ghost
we
has said through
it
your servant, Gloria. And we receive it.
We
receive it into our spirit. We receive it into our minds. We receive it into our bodies. We receive it into our household. We receive it into our circumstances, praise
God.
We receive the same miracle of Bartimaeus. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Take your hands off of God's property right now.
In Jesus' name.
You leave this premises. You get out of here. You leave every body. You
yes
leave every brain. You leave
every
muscle. You leave every
enemy
ligament. You leave
Jesus
every nerve. You leave out of here now.
Right now. Jesus.
Leprosy, you depart.
Oh, thank
heart
you
disease, you
yes
leave.
Yes.
Arthritis,
yes
you get up and
yes
get out of every joint.
In Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord.
Use.
Thank you, Lord.
Every principality, every power, every ruler of darkness. Bless God, you don't rule this place. We are the children of light. You don't rule here. You bow your knee to the name of
Jesus
and get out of here.
Be healed in Jesus' name.
Every sickness, every disease, every disease has to depart.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
healing comes.
Healing
yes comes.
Yes,
healing.
Yes,
the
yes
light of God.
Thank
the
you
love of God.
Oh,
the anointing
you
of God.
Thank
the
you
name
Lord
of God.
Praise
His
Jesus
name is Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He is
yes
the healer.
Yes.
The exchange and replacement
thank
is
you
taking
Lord
place.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Disease is leaving.
Glory
healing has replaced it and driven it out.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Say,
broken bones are being mended. Hallelujah.
Bones are being healed.
Yes, bones are being healed. Children are being healed all over the building, all over the building.
Glory to God. I receive it.
Hallelujah.
I take it. We're healed in Jesus' name.
God's best for you is to live in divine health for all of your days. No matter how old you are, child, youth, adult, or senior, His plan is for you to be well and start living long and strong. The God Wants You Well package features three life-changing resources: Live Long and Live Strong, a 6-CD teaching series by Gloria Copeland, encourages you to fully live God's purpose all of your days. Healing Promises, a book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, is filled with healing scriptures from God's Word. And the CD and booklet, Healing Confessions by Gloria Copeland, will teach you how to declare the healing power of God over your life. The God Wants You Well package helps you discover God's wisdom for long life, His promises for healing, and how to make every day a day worth living. To order the God Wants You Well package by Gloria Copeland, log on to kcm.org and order online. Or call us toll-free at 800-575-4455. The cost for this package is just $20 and includes Gloria Copeland's faith-building teaching, Live Long, Live Strong, a Healing Promises book, and her Healing Confessions CD and booklet. To order by mail, write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order today.
About 2 years ago, I just started feeling really stiff. I mean, I could put arthritis on me if I wanted to, but I refused to do that. I just took it immediately to the Lord, and I kept praying, and I kept believing, and the symptoms have persisted. Sometimes they're a little bit better, but mostly they've just been getting, stiffer and stiffer, and I notice it, especially at work. I'm a nurse. Hourly, you're recording all these measurements, and it's just hard, and you try to not let anybody notice that you're getting old. But I refuse to get old because I like my job, but I don't like the pain that was coming, you know, getting worse and worse. And I've just held my faith for 2 years. I have been praying and just rebuking the pain and calling forth healing and just claiming it. And I really feel like I was able to stay faithful in my confessions because of what has been so instilled in our lives through this ministry, and because they teach the Word of God. I mean, they teach how to have victory in the Word of God. And since Gloria prayed today, start doing things you couldn't do before.
Now begin to do what you couldn't do before.
And I noticed, you know, I just started doing them. The more I did this, the pain left, and I have no pain in my hands. And I can look at this. I can make a fist. You can actually close my fingers. I haven't been able to close my fingers, I don't know, in a long time. After I came down here and gave my testimony, I went up there and I went in the back by the stairs. And I actually got down on my knees and got back up. And I didn't have to hold on to anything. I didn't have any pain associated with my knees. But I think coming down here and giving my testimony was starting with my hands, that God just did the rest as I walked away. I feel like I've completely been healed. Completely healed. And I praise God.
I mean, doesn't that just thrill you? I mean, that Verna just wouldn't give up. Praise God. She did what Jesus said. Mark 11:22-25. She had faith in God. She said it. She believed it. She received it. And she got it. But now the 25th verse talks about the forgiving part. And that's part of what Jesus taught there. None of it will work without it. It won't work without faith in God. It won't work without saying it. It won't work without believing it. And it won't work without forgiveness and receiving. And all of those are equal parts to this. Now, Gloria talked about the best path to healing is walking in love. Well, that's the best path to anything you need from God. When we choose to forgive and obey Jesus' commandment of love, the devil doesn't have an open door. He doesn't have any way that he can get to you. You remember, he seeks whom he may devour. We live in the secret place of the Most High. God, let him seek. He can't find you when you walk in love. Amen. Now, Gloria has already prayed for healing. And if you haven't already actively received, do it. Just say, Father, I receive my healing right now. Now, just continue that. I want to thank you. I have received my healing and it is mine. I didn't say nothing about you receiving physical manifestation of it yet. You have received his word. You have received your healing. Now let it work in your body. Father, forgive us all of any violation of the commandment of love, any kind of unforgiveness, any kind of rudeness or anything that is not walking in the love of God and in the faith of God. And we thank you for it. We receive our forgiveness. We receive our cleansing for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now act on that right now. You do exactly the same thing. God wants you well packaged. Get your hands on these products. This will help you. It'll feed the Word of God into you and build you and build you and build you and take you right on up to a place where you can live in divine health. God bless you all. I'm so glad you were with us today. See you next time. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To order a copy of this broadcast or today's product offer, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. Make the decision to walk in love and live by faith. This is the year of the open door, and the blessing is yours. Get ready to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland along with other anointed ministers from across the country and come together with believers from around the world. Join us at one of these life-changing meetings in 2008. Come to the Branson Victory Campaign March 6th to the 8th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Then to California for the West Coast Believers Convention June 30th to July 5th. This year at a new location. Join us at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Then head down to Texas for the Southwest Believers Convention from August 4th to the 9th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Come to the Great Lakes Believers Convention August 18th to the 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For more information on these or other Kenneth Copeland Ministries meetings, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Next Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
He's talking about peace. He's talking about wholeness. Nothing missing, nothing broken. He's talking about the blessing coming back. He's talking about be fruitful and multiply and have dominion over the earth and subdue it.